Sin doesn't ruin part of you, it ruins all of you. Paul describes humanity as completely worthless in Romans chapter 3, verse 12. And that word worthless carries the idea of something that is spoiled, like milk that's gone bad. And here's the key. Milk doesn't spoil halfway. Once it's turned, well, the whole carton is unusable. And that's Paul's point. Sin isn't compartmentalized. It affects your mind, your emotions, your desires, your will. It affects everything. We sometimes like to think that there are good parts of us that have been untouched by sin. But Scripture dismantles that illusion. Your intellect, corrupted. Your desires, misguided. Your will, enslaved. Now, that doesn't mean you're as bad as you could be, but it does mean there's no part of you untouched by sin's influence. This is what theologians call total depravity. Not that we are maximally evil, but that we are completely affected. And until we grasp that, we'll keep trying to fix ourselves instead of surrendering to Christ. You don't need improvement. You need resurrection. And that's exactly what the gospel offers. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, expose every area of my life that is still shaped by sin and transform me by your grace. Here are two peoples that you can be praying for today. Grady and Denise Johnson and their family, our missionaries in Mexico, and also the Monda LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.